From the moment I was 2 years old, peering into my mother's washing machine with fascination, laundry has been my passion. This isn't just another household book. It's the culmination of a lifelong obsession that transformed into expertise. Named the Laundry Evangelist by devoted followers, Patrick Richardson has created a cultural phenomenon with his sold-out laundry camps at the Mall of America, where attendees learn to rescue beloved garments and transform dreaded chores into moments of joy. Featured in Vogue, The Wall Street Journal, and on morning shows nationwide, Richardson's approach has struck a chord with everyone, from busy parents to fashion enthusiasts. Why? Because his revolutionary techniques promise to save the average family 6 hours of laundry time weekly while eliminating dry cleaning bills forever. In a world where we're increasingly disconnected from household arts, Richardson's methods reconnect us with the profound satisfaction of caring for our possessions, and by extension, caring for ourselves and those we love. Dry clean only. Wash in cold water. Hand wash only. For decades, we've let these bossy tags dictate our laundry routines, wasting time and money while surrendering control of our clothes. The truth? These labels represent the absolute minimum care that won't result in a lawsuit, not what's best for your garments. Anything, yes, anything can be washed at home. Cashmere sweaters, wool suits, evening dresses, even your grandmother's fur coat or wedding gown. My love affair with textiles began at age 3 when my mother bought me a camel hair overcoat with a fur collar. I grew up surrounded by extraordinary women who taught me that caring for clothes is a language of love. My grandmother, Granny Dude, was particularly influential with her progressive, fashion-forward style, from her white suit wedding outfit to feather headbands at funerals. Our shopping trips weren't just about acquisition, but about understanding quality and care. When you properly maintain someone's garments, you're showing them love and helping them face the world with confidence. To transform your laundry routine, start by replacing harsh commercial detergents with plant-based laundry soap. Most conventional detergents contain unpronounceable chemicals harmful to clothes, health, and the environment. Their fresh scents come from volatile organic compounds, VOCs, that can irritate eyes and lungs, potentially causing long-term health problems. Instead, gather these essentials: plant-based laundry soap, sodium percarbonate, a bleach alternative, washing soda, a horsehair laundry brush, laundry soap bar, vinegar water solution, rubbing alcohol, oil soap stain solution, Amodex for ink stains, cheap vodka, mesh laundry bags, white terry washcloths, cotton makeup pads, safety pins, tennis balls, and aluminum foil. What you don't need: chemical-laden detergents, laundry pods, which contain enough chemicals for 5 loads and cause rashes, excess laundry baskets, fabric softeners, chlorine bleach, or all-in-one stain removers. With these simple supplies, your laundry routine will become faster, cheaper, and more enjoyable, while being gentler on your clothes, skin, and the environment. Look at any Richardson family photo and you'll see a visual Crayola box. We're dressed in scarlet, goldenrod, shamrock, and thistle. My family loves color, especially my mom, who stands out beautifully in any room. This passion for vibrant clothing made sorting an enjoyable ritual in our household. But the traditional whites, lights, dark sorting method we all learned became outdated 40 years ago, yet we've clung to these old rules despite significant advances in washing machine technology and color fastness in fabrics. The whites, lights, darks method originated with wringer washers, where clothes were processed sequentially through the same water. My granny Martha would start with whites when the water was cleanest, then lights, then darks, manually cranking each item through the wringer. This laborious process made sense when dyes bled easily and machines reused wash water. With modern washing machines that use fresh water for each cycle and improved color fastness in textiles, this sorting method is no longer necessary. When teaching my new sorting method to my mom and her friends in Kentucky, they were confused about multicolored items. Where does my pink top with blue floral print go? The solution is simple. Choose the pile, cool colors or worn colors, that best matches each item. Look at the garment from a distance to see which color speaks most loudly, then sort accordingly. Sometimes laundry demands an extra load beyond the standard sorting piles, like smelly hiking gear after a camping trip or a collection of jeans. My favorite special load is the Thanksgiving dinner linens back home in Kentucky. After the feast, these vintage napkins and tablecloths reveal our entire menu through their stains. Turkey with gravy, mashed potatoes, and an array of desserts. These extra loads are often signs of a life well lived. Instead of whites, lights, darks, I recommend sorting into 4 or 5 piles. 1, whites, including off-whites, creams, and lightest yellows. 2, blacks. 3, cool colors, blues, greens, purples, and grays. 4, warm colors, reds, yellows, browns, and oranges. And 5, tech-driven activewear made from hydrophobic, oleophilic fabrics that require special washing. This method prevents micro-dye bleeds between color families and reduces abrasion between heavier cool-colored items and lighter warm-colored clothes. Despite dry clean only tags, luxury wool items like cashmere actually benefit from gentle washing rather than harsh dry cleaning chemicals. Remember, these luxurious fabrics come from mountain-dwelling animals that regularly endure rain and snow. A Loro Piana representative from Italy once praised me as the only Neiman Marcus employee who properly washed cashmere. For most wool items, washing is only necessary when truly dirty. Otherwise, simply air them out. For odors like smoke or restaurant smells, a light spritz of straight vodka works wonders. To preserve the color of denim, add 1/4 cup of salt to a sink filled with hot water. Soak the denim item overnight, then wash and dry as normal. This simple trick permanently sets the color, whether maintaining deep blue jeans or preventing light wash jeans from further fading. Contrary to popular belief, chlorine bleach actually causes whites to yellow. While textiles start with optic white dye treatment, bleach gradually strips this away, revealing cotton's natural ecru color. The more bleach you add, the worse the yellowing becomes. Instead, maintain white textiles by washing with gentle soap and a tablespoon of chlorine-free oxygen bleach, sodium percarbonate, a non-toxic, biodegradable alternative that safely whitens clothes. In 1914, laundry expert Lydia Ray Balderston of Columbia University outlined 13 laborious steps for caring for white clothes: soaking, washing, rinsing, boiling, rinsing again, bluing, starching, hanging, drying, sprinkling, stretching, ironing, and folding. This historical process makes our modern washing technology seem like a true blessing. Despite advanced washing machine technology with complex control panels, most people still wash clothes using outdated methods. 2 simple changes can revolutionize your laundry. Wash everything on warm, even delicates, and use the express cycle. Cold water, typically 53F in homes, doesn't properly activate detergents, leaving soap residue and dirt in fabrics, while warm water, 58-62F, gets clothes truly clean without fading or shrinking. The express cycle's 28-minute duration provides ample cleaning while being gentler on fabrics. While express wash is optimal, other cycles have limitations. Delicates uses ineffective cold water with slow spinning. Permanent press minimizes wrinkles but leaves clothes wetter. Normal or cottons runs unnecessarily long. Whitest whites and sanitary use excessively hot water and aggressive action. For best results, always select high spin to reduce drying time, use dye-trapping sheets for micro-bleeding, and add washing soda for extremely dirty loads to enhance cleaning power. Hand washing is ideal for small loads or when machine washing isn't possible. Use your kitchen sink filled with warm water and a small amount of soap flakes, foaming hand soap, or mild shampoo. Never dish soap or laundry detergent. Gently manipulate clothes every few minutes for 20 minutes total, then rinse twice with cool water. Remove excess moisture by rolling in a towel or using a salad spinner before hanging to dry. Mrs. Stewart's Bluing, made in Minnesota since the 1880s, remains an excellent solution for whitening fabrics. It's inexpensive, non-toxic, and biodegradable. Just blue pigment and water. The microscopic blue particles make white fabrics reflect more light, appearing brighter. However, with today's high-efficiency washing machines using less water, bluing works best for hand-washing special items. There's joy in clean laundry, particularly sun-dried linens. While hanging clothes outdoors has become less common in just a generation, it offers both practical and nostalgic benefits. Line drying extends garment life and reduces environmental impact. I follow 3 basic drying rules. Place woven items, shirts, jackets, trousers, on hangers. Put knits, sweaters, and stretch jeans on drying racks, and use the dryer only for t-shirts, socks, underwear, sheets, and towels. Though line drying takes slightly longer than machine drying, it adds years to your clothes' lifespan. High-quality textiles can endure just 50 trips through washer and dryer, but skipping the dryer adds 70 more wears. For items that do go in the dryer, use wool balls with optional essential oils for scent, bumpy dryer balls for towels, and a tightly rolled aluminum foil ball to eliminate static. I despise fabric softeners and dryer sheets for 7 critical reasons. They coat textiles with silicone, reducing absorbency by 80%. They diminish breathability. They make stains harder to remove. They coat dryer lint catchers, potentially causing fires. They contain phthalates, endocrine disruptors harmful to children and pregnant women. They're used as rodent repellents. And they contain animal fat derivatives masked by petrochemical fragrances. Unpleasant news for vegans and non-vegans alike. Ironing has ancient roots, invented in China over 1,000 years ago, using hot coals and metal bowls moved over textiles. Despite seeming like a chore of yesteryear, ironing offers meditative qualities and satisfaction as wrinkles disappear. Many poets have celebrated ironing, including Pablo Neruda, who wrote of sacred surfaces get smoothed, and Julia Alvarez, who described expressing love through pressing family clothes. Ironing connects to family traditions and expressions of care. As a child, I watched my mother iron my brother's jeans, but not his shirts, to show I care. Eventually, I took over all household ironing, enjoying the process of making clothes look splendid. There's a graceful, meditative quality to ironing that provides satisfaction and a sense of control when life feels chaotic. When deciding between steaming and ironing, consider your desired outcome. Steaming works for everything and creates a soft, wrinkle-free finish perfect for silky blouses, skirts, and drapes. It also revitalizes garments between washes and removes odors from clothes and furniture. Ironing creates a hard finish, ideal for crisp shirts, precise pant creases, and perfectly pressed napkins. The ultimate solution is a steam-generating iron that combines both functions, allowing horizontal and vertical use with pressurized steam. For effective steaming, invest in the best steamer you can afford. Inexpensive handheld models provide weak steam and require frequent refilling, while larger models offer more power, quicker heating, adjustable controls, and continuous steam for up to an hour. When steaming, hang garments first, touch only the top edge of the steamer head to the fabric, keep the hose straight, and move slowly up and down while gently pulling the fabric with your free hand. For perfect shirt ironing, gather your supplies: an iron, preferably steam generating, appropriate water, a misting bottle, and spray starch. Iron shirts while still slightly damp or mist them first. Begin with the collar, ironing both sides from ends to middle, then the yoke if present. Next, iron cuffs and sleeves. Unbutton cuffs, iron inside and outside, align sleeve fabric, and iron from top to bottom on both sides. For the body, work systematically around the ironing board. First the button side, then half the back, the other half of the back, and finally the buttonhole side. Clothing storage has evolved dramatically over centuries. Once, people owned so few garments, they simply hung them on wall pegs, with clothes hangers not invented until the mid-1800s. Historically, closets weren't for clothes at all, but private spaces for contemplation. Walk-in closets first appeared in luxury buildings like the Dakota in 1884, while ordinary closets became common around 1900. Clothing storage doesn't require complicated rules. If a method works for you, it's right. But folding and hanging clothes immediately after drying prevents unnecessary wrinkles. Having worked retail since college, I've mastered folding techniques that create uniform stacks, making everything visible in drawers and reducing the urge to buy more. Retail stores offer excellent organizational inspiration. Notice which items they hang versus fold and how they display accessories. For maximum closet efficiency, use matching hangers that fit together nicely, same shape and color, to avoid distracting from your clothes. While wooden hangers look luxurious, slim, velvet-covered ones save space and prevent garments from sliding to the floor. Hang all clothes facing the same direction, grouped by category. Sleeveless tops, short sleeve shirts, long sleeve shirts, blazers, and even subcategories, pattern versus plain. Avoid wire hangers, which damage clothes and lack support. Better options include tubular plastic hangers, inexpensive, never rust, no color transfer, flat plastic hangers, stronger, available in many sizes and colors, velvet-covered hangers, space-saving, prevent slipping and stretching, and wooden hangers, luxurious, strong, but bulky. Folding techniques haven't changed much since 1914's laundering textbook. The goal remains folding similar items consistently for efficient storage. For shirts, lay back side up, fold sides to meet in middle, fold sleeves down, bring bottom hem to top, then flip over. For t-shirts, after folding sides and sleeves, fold in thirds. Store shirts vertically like files to see all options at once. For sweaters, fold sides and sleeves to create a rectangle, fold in thirds, and flip over. Store horizontally in drawers or draped over hanger bottoms, never hang knits from shoulders. Seasonal storage requires planning to avoid emergencies like my childhood memory of a freak snowstorm when winter coats were already packed away. For hanging clothes, drape an old clean sheet over them with a hole cut for hanger hooks instead of plastic bags, allowing fabrics to breathe while protecting from dust. Place cedar blocks or balls in pockets or hang cedar blocks every foot to prevent mildew, repel moths, and maintain freshness. Stain removal is my specialty and the highlight of my laundry camps, my fireworks that solve attendees' most frustrating laundry problems. I've tackled everything from saving a treasured Tollet prayer shawl that had blue dye bleeding onto white fabric, to rescuing a bride's wedding dress from permanent marker just before her ceremony, to restoring a century-old christening gown about to dress its 100th baby. Understanding stain types is the first step to effective removal. The three basic categories are oily stains, any substance that leaves a greasy mark, organic stains, from living organisms like blood and berries, and inorganic stains, manufactured items like mascara. Combination stains are more complex, like foundation makeup creating an oily, inorganic stain. These require multi-step approaches that first address oil components, then tackle coloring agents. My essential stain-fighting arsenal includes bleach alternative, sodium percarbonate, a horsehair laundry brush, laundry soap bar, vinegar water spray, rubbing alcohol, oil-based stain solution, Amidex, cheap vodka, white terry washcloths, and cotton makeup pads. For lipstick, an oily inorganic stain, place a white washcloth underneath, spray with vinegar water, blot with a makeup pad, then scrub with a soaped laundry brush. Red wine stains, organic, simply need sodium percarbonate in hot water, dip, swish, and wash. Barbecue sauce, oily organic, requires three steps: vinegar water spray, scrubbing with laundry soap, then bleach alternative for remaining color. Phantom stains appear after drying when sugar residue from fruit juice or ketchup caramelizes in the dryer. To remove them, apply oil-based stain solution directly, sprinkle with sodium percarbonate, rub in, let sit for 30 minutes, then carefully pour nearly boiling water through the stain before washing again. Patrick shares his deep personal connection to nature, from gardening with his parents and grandfather to exploring the woods near his Kentucky home. This childhood immersion in nature instilled in him a commitment to environmental stewardship that extends to his laundry practices. He uses plant-based soaps, avoids harmful chemicals, washes clothes less frequently, line dries when possible, and donates used textiles. Patrick outlines essential eco-friendly laundry practices. 1. Never dry clean again due to its harmful effects. 2. Launder less often by airing out clothes, steaming, or spot treating instead of full washing. 3. Use earth-friendly products like plant-based soaps and wool dryer balls instead of toxic chemicals. 4. Choose 30-minute washing cycles with fast spins to use less water and electricity while causing less wear. 5. Line dry clothes whenever possible to save energy and extend garment life. 6. Make clothes last longer through proper care and stain removal. 7. Shop thoughtfully, considering longevity and natural fibers. 8. Invest in Energy Star appliances that use significantly less energy and water. And 9, consider heat pump dryers that use 60% less energy with no venting required. Synthetic fabrics release hundreds of thousands of microscopic plastic lint fibers into waterways with every wash, contributing significantly to ocean pollution and harming marine life. To combat this, Patrick recommends 3 solutions. Support manufacturers using natural textiles instead of synthetics, use 30-minute wash cycles that create less abrasion and release fewer fibers, and employ technologies like special laundry bags, microfiber-catching balls, or lint filter appliances to trap synthetic fibers before they enter waterways. Dry cleaning is a misnomer. It doesn't use water, but employs toxic chemicals like perchloroethylene, PERC, that damage clothes and harm the environment. PERC is likely carcinogenic and linked to various cancers and health problems. While some places have banned it and alternatives exist, Patrick insists we should break up with our dry cleaners entirely. Nearly everything can be washed at home, even dry clean-only items, using his techniques developed through experimentation and knowledge from mentors. Patrick envisions creating joyful laundry spaces regardless of size or location, believing that every space holds potential for transformation. While few have magazine-worthy laundry rooms with chandeliers and dog washing stations, any space can be improved with thoughtful organization and cheerful touches. He offers comprehensive advice for enhancing laundry spaces, starting with functional upgrades like pull-out faucets for targeted stain removal, environmentally friendly storage baskets made from sustainable materials, and versatile drying racks that can be mounted on walls or doors to maximize space. He recommends adding counters at ergonomic heights for comfortable folding, whether through permanent installations or clever fold-down solutions for tight spaces. To infuse personality, he suggests bold paint colors like sunny yellow or calming sage, removable peel-and-stick wallpaper with botanical or geometric patterns, curated artwork that brings joy, or even small sculptures that make the space feel more gallery-like. Patrick passionately champions laundromats as community spaces with numerous advantages. He highlights their abundant natural light through large windows, the efficiency of multiple commercial-grade machines for simultaneous loads, and the ability to wash bulky items like comforters and rugs that might overwhelm home machines. For travelers, laundromats offer authentic opportunities to meet locals and observe daily life in new places. He views laundry time as dedicated relaxation periods, perfect for reading, catching up on podcasts, or simply practicing mindfulness. The social potential extends to creative date ideas or friend meetups, with many modern laundromats offering amenities like free Wi-Fi, comfortable seating, coffee stations, and entertainment options. Children often find the rhythmic machines and busy atmosphere fascinating, while adults can enjoy people watching and the satisfaction of completing all laundry tasks in one focused session. In his approach to family involvement, Patrick believes children have an innate desire to contribute to household harmony and can develop laundry skills progressively. Toddlers as young as 2 can learn to sort clothes by color and place items in designated hampers, developing early classification skills. Children aged 4 to 6 can help put away clean items when storage is thoughtfully designed with low closet rods, accessible drawers with safety stops, and clearly labeled bins. Tweens can graduate to loading machines, measuring detergent, and mastering folding techniques for different garment types. Patrick particularly emphasizes teaching children to care for the entire family's laundry, not just their own items, fostering empathy and service-mindedness. He suggests making it fun through games like matching sock pairs, timing folding sessions, or creating assembly lines for putting away clothes, turning chores into bonding opportunities that build life skills and family unity. Patrick connects his love of shopping, instilled by his granny Dude through frequent outings since infancy, with his laundry philosophy. He explains that knowing proper fabric care techniques liberates shoppers from limiting their choices based on maintenance fears. This first fashion lesson from his grandmother taught him that when no clothing is off limits due to care concerns, shopping becomes more enjoyable. Her second lesson was equally important. Wear everything you own rather than saving special items for occasions that may never come. Patrick rejects prescriptive wardrobe essential lists, arguing they fail to account for individual lifestyles and needs. He believes minimalist wardrobes work for very few people, as life's varied demands require diverse clothing options. Instead, he advocates buying items you genuinely love in colors that excite you, then finding ways to incorporate them into your wardrobe. Patrick advocates pulling outfits apart rather than putting them together to expand your wardrobe options. When all clothes are clean at once, you can reimagine combinations. He recommends seeking fashion inspiration from stylish store employees, observing people whose style you admire, and mixing inexpensive basics with higher quality pieces for a high-low approach. Patrick shares his ultimate laundry hack, cutting off intimidating care tags to free yourself from being bossed around by your clothes. He views laundry as a metaphor for life, offering 6 lessons. Take charge of your laundry and life, recognize we're all in this together, mistakes are fixable, shop without limits, give special care to precious items, and care for clothes means caring for the environment. He reflects on being dubbed the laundry evangelist and how laundry transcends all demographics. Patrick concludes by coming full circle to his grandmother, who taught him laundry with love, reminding readers that you don't have to do laundry, you get to do laundry, especially for others.